Hello. This is Huck. Been a while. Over 6 months. Just like to say hello to all you listeners. Hope you're still picking this up. I have around 10 tracks which have been done over the past so many months. If you want the titles, visit my page on Podomatic. Huck.com. Podomatic.com, and you'll see the track listing there. The last track is an actual story, a short story, very short, only a couple of minutes long, kind of condensed, called Herc. By Herc, myself. It's called Tom. Very short, hope you like it, kind of quirky. What else? We've got the Radio 1 Festival next week. I'm going to be there with someone. And not much else going on. I've been very busy in my own existence. But I've managed to squeeze out a few tracks here and there. And I put them together as this compilation for you now. So I do hope you all enjoy. Leave your comments if possible. Also, if you find that when you're streaming it, the podcast buffers or stops, you're better off just downloading the podcast to your hard drive and playing it straight from there once the download is complete. Then you'll have no interruptions. Once again, I hope you like it. Thank you for your time. This is it for another 5 or 6 months. I won't do another one until Christmas. I've really cut back now. I'll do 1 or 2 a year of these podcasts. So I hope the quality of my music is enhanced by me doing this. I hope you enjoy it. And remember, drop me a line in the comments. Thanks very much. This is Herc. Today, the...
what's today? The 17th?
Yes, the 17th of June 2012. Wow. Time has flown. Also, Father's Day in the UK. Happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there. Best of luck. Thank you. Goodbye. Love you. This is Herc. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She was like a beast of the jungle. Strong, elegant, like a big cat. And also deadly. Her red lips were coated in the sweetest of reds. A red that said, I'll take you and satisfy my hunger. You are helpless. And I was helpless. Every time I saw her, no matter what I was doing, my mind went blank. I just stalled. My mental gear stuck. One day, I tried to say something to her. In my head, I worded, hello, I love your hair. In fact, I love you. I then realized I was drooling and quickly hurried away to the men's room, well and truly flustered. I wrote her a Valentine's card, but I wasn't brave enough to give it to her. I bet I'm not good enough for her. How could she take a man like me seriously? Are you sure? Then one day, I heard sobbing. A woman crying. I followed the sound and found it was her. The strong, elegant beast of the jungle. And she looked so good. I slowly walked up to her. This time I fixed my mental gear. Here goes. Hello? Are you okay? Suddenly, I felt a cool, clammy sweatiness as the pores of my skin opened. Wow, this felt good. I was almost high.
Please, I'll be fine. It's just, oh, it doesn't matter really.
She turned away as she spoke to me for the first time. Feeling braver, I gently placed my right hand on her shoulder. Are you sure? I can't do anything? Maybe a glass of water? A tissue perhaps? She slowly turned around and she gave me the sweetest, most gentlest of smiles.
Thank you. You're very kind. I'll be fine.
I didn't want to wreck any future chances with her. If you're sure. I turned to walk away and then stopped. My name's Thomas Brown, if ever you need me. You can call me Tom. She slowly nodded and gave that mesmerizing, gentle smile. Thanks, Tom.
Podomatic.com. Sounds for you.